If I ruled the world, every day would be the first day of spring. Thomas, you are going to be the host for this episode. Are you excited?
I am excited.
Yeah. How are you going to introduce yourself?
Don't know yet.
Don't know.
Right, Thomas, my sound waves are through the roof. I might have to reduce them.
What about mine?
Could you just tell me how annoyed you were at me in that last episode?
It wasn't your fault, though, was it?
Can you just blame me?
I'm not blaming you, because it's not your fault. Poor technical microphones, not you. Yeah. So I sound okay.
Go on.
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot we could have spoke about more in that episode. I think about, 10%, 15% of it was talking about the microphone.
AC said 10%.
That's, yeah.
Oh, fucking hell. It's put me on a downer. But I'm going to be on an upper after this.
Mindful now. That's in the past. New power of now. The power of now.
Live from the Taylor's Spring Bunker with your host, the Spring Director Danny Taylor and Thomas Ronald Wakin. Gentlemen, the bar is loaded.
Welcome to The Bar is Loaded. I am Thomas Regan.
I'm Danny Taylor.
And today is going to be my episode for the first one.
Is this because my mic was fucked in the last episode? Are you the boss now?
The boss man.
We fixed the microphone. It was a dodgy wire, apparently, or I don't know, fucking twat.
Yeah, it's a bit annoying, wasn't it? But mindful now. Let's go. New episode. So today's episode is mental toughness. So we're going to be talking a little bit about how we can be mentally tough. How is it a trait or is it a learnt experience? So, like, is mental toughness, are you born with it or is it manifested throughout the years of your life?
I could end the episode right now. You're not born with it.
You're not born with it.
Bam. Whisper gold shell.
Yes.
You fucking...
That's another thumbnail with the whisper gold.
I'm just going to dive in straight away. You fucking... It's the things that happen to you in your life. Develop it.
Yes.
Resilience. Yep. Whether you were fucking bullied as a kid or whatever, you'll go one way or the other. And it'll depend on... I think your support network is a big one.
Yes, I agree.
Love and family, I think.
Friends.
Love and family, but also like a family who are realistic with you as well. Not like fucking shield you, you know?
Yeah.
You know, they kind of trying to give you like a bit more of a fucking a realistic upbringing in the world.
Yeah.
Not trying to just fucking wrap you in cotton wool and,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
They don't, parents.
The first time that I got hit when I was a kid, come in screaming, crying to me mum. I was 5-6 years old. Grew up in Kenny. So yeah, I was having scraps when I was 5.
Yeah.
And she was like that. She's got long nails. She's like that in my face. You fucking get out there and you hit him back. From that day, I never backed down from a scrap.
Yeah.
And here I am. 2 bricks thrown at me head later.
Black belt, jiu-jitsu later.
Fuck's sake, I wasn't going to mention in this episode.
Yes, I did. I did.
Every episode this fucking season.
Hey, Scott, did you know Danny does jiu-jitsu?
I don't. I'm going to start, though. So, yeah, you're the host. Come on.
So, no, I was going to say, so, one of the points I was going to make was, it is through your upbringing, through how you see yourself, how resilient you are, and how you see yourself as well, and how you see others is another big thing. So, I mean, there's 4 aspects to mental performance, mental toughness.
Which is related to mental performance.
Which is, so you can't be optimal in your mental performance without having some sort of...
Yeah, when the going gets tough, you've got to dig deep sometimes, haven't you?
Yeah.
You've got a big 1 rep max or a fucking 10 rep max for that matter. It probably requires you to dig deeper for something that was like that, an AMRAP or something.
Yeah, and it's so, and you've got sometimes like people in the gym, they say they go to dark places when they have to do like one rep maxes.
Can relate.
Going mentally, like it's like a switch in the brain. They've got to sort of like become a different person sometimes.
I like that. In a way.
Yeah.
I think if you can control it.
Yeah, and that's one of the mental toughness things is like regulating your emotions properly. Because if we can't regulate our emotions, then if you say you get angry, for example, it's not being mentally tough that you're just going to go over there and knock them out. It's about how you can calm your nerves and calm yourself down before...
Glad you mentioned jiu-jitsu, because doing jiu-jitsu definitely helps you with your self-discipline.
Yep.
In terms of like knowing when to do something and when not to.
Yep.
And how to control your emotions, as you say, how to control yourself in a situation where, I don't know.
People lose their heads, don't they? And that's not mentally tough.
Fight or flight.
Yep.
People panic. This is why people get fucking stabbed or shot, or they'll kill someone on the street because they've got no control.
No, they've got no regulations of their
emotions. No regulation. Yeah. So that's why doing something, any martial art, I think would help to an extent.
Yep.
Lifting helps to an extent as well. Being able to channel it.
Yeah, any sport. I think any sport really is helpful to like.
Yeah, if you're able to like almost control the release. When to release, because you know it. You know if you doing a squat session, for example, you're not gonna dig deep while you're warming up, are you?
No.
Like you're gonna do that for your top set, or you're gonna do that when you get to the end of the session and you're dripping in sweat and you're fucked and you know you're 2-3 hours in.
Yep.
If it's a big session, that's when sometimes you need that release, the endorphins. And,
yeah, and that little bit of fire that you've got stored
absolutely,
away.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
And that's one of the components of the model is control, and that's emotional control and life control as well. So how can you control different aspects of your life in terms of your spouse, friends, family? How do you communicate differently with different people is a real big aspect to mental toughness as well.
Because I think you made a good point earlier where you said about self-control.
Yeah.
I think that's what it comes down to, because you can't control really anything outside of you.
No,
ultimately. Exactly. However, how you behave can influence how other people behave.
Yeah, it's like
and
when,
the impact that has on them.
McGregor says, like, nothing can affect me externally, only the internal can affect me. So if you, like, for example, say if someone on the street called you a knobhead, and then that's an extrinsic thing. But if you lose your head because it's an internal thing and you're reacting in a bad way and you go and knock them out and then you get put in prison, that's not mentally tough, is it? What have you done? You've got yourself in prison because you called your knobhead. Or you could just ignore them and go, oh, yeah, Sam, whatever. And that is...
I am.
And that is a mental... That being mentally tough is picking your battles.
I like that. Fucking bombshell. This, like, 8 minutes in and we've got bombshells. I think you're better at doing this than me, you know. I think I faff...
I
tell bad jokes and fuck with my mic.
You know, there's one thing, that the mic's not the problem now. I'm fucking freezing. I'm really cold.
Fucking hell. Well, listen, we've not got that long.
All right, let's go.
There's a dirty towel there. You can put that on. Yeah. Wet, dirty, wet, towel.
Dirty, wet towel.
But we digress. Where are we at?
Okay, so another
That was two. So component one.
Component one, control.
Yeah. Component two.
Commitment. So commitment is goal, being goal orientated and being orientated to become better in yourself. So instead of feeling sorry for yourself, which I've been doing lately.
We all do it.
We all do it, yeah. But it's about how to respond to that, and that's being mentally tough. And how you perceive yourself to others. So, for example, if you're in work, you always want to get better instead of just like, I don't know, say if I was a cleaner in here and I don't want to do anything else apart from being a cleaner. Nothing wrong with being a cleaner.
No, I was just wondering where you're going. Go on.
No, but But my, I should be trying to be better than that. And I don't, and I shouldn't be, what's the word I'm looking for? Just be fine with just cleaning.
Yeah, if that makes sense. Yeah.
You always want to get better at something.
Yeah.
And that's being mentally tough as well, because you want to be better in life and you want to grow. If that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely, yeah. Love that.
Instead of feeling sorry for yourself, because what's that going to do?
I think that comes down to like accountability a lot as well. I think people will struggle to look at what mistakes they've made themselves and will constantly try and blame something else, like you said, something external.
Yeah.
They won't look at themselves first. They'll look at, well, it was because I didn't use the rogue plates, or it's because I was I wasn't in the custom kit rack, I was in one of the other racks.
Yeah.
Didn't have the power bar.
I was in, and obviously
I'm using blanket examples there because it's got context.
Yeah, so I think another way to look at this is being goal orientated. I think me and you'll know this because we own our own businesses. We have to be, again, accountable. 100%. But no one wants to get up at fucking 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock in the morning.
I love getting up at 5:30.
Oh, do you actually?
I'm actually not being sarcastic.
Sarcastic?
I'm actually not being sarcastic. I thoroughly enjoy the vibe of getting up early and knowing I'm coming into...
You like the grind.
I love it. And some people, I love it. I think you've got to love the process, though.
But that's a mentally tough thing to do.
And by the way, it doesn't happen overnight. It took me fucking 10 years to get to this point.
Yeah.
I used to milk the lions when I first started becoming self-employed and running my own business. I didn't just start like this.
Yeah. What about, okay, so again, mentally tough, being committed. When you used to get the bus from Halewood to, was it Caldy's Park?
Two buses.
No one would show up.
Yeah.
But you fucking kept going and you kept showing up. Every week. Now, that is mentally tough.
For a month, and then I swerved it.
Yeah, but at least you did it for a month.
Well, yeah.
But would have went 2-3 times.
How many more times? That would have just been stupid, I think, at that point.
Yeah.
It wasn't smart for me to be wasting one time and two resources.
Yeah. Yeah, and at least you showed up. And that, I think that's a problem with some people. Some people don't like, I don't know about you, going to bed at 3 o'clock in the morning because you have work to do. Scott, with your videos, and Scott like having a baby and doing videos and having a full time job.
You're a fucking hero.
Yeah, you're very mentally tough because if you didn't,
should we just stop here and do a quick segue shout out to Fat Dad Lifts? Go and fucking follow him on YouTube right now, you little scuzzers. Also on Instagram, is it at Fat Dad Lifts on Instagram as well? You're on Facebook yet?
And he's on TikTok.
No. You're on TikTok, you fucking nonce.
Yes.
But we digress. He's a fucking legend, isn't he?
He's a legend. He doesn't have to be here.
If I could grow up and be anyone.
Be Scott Edges. It's Joe DeFranco.
It wouldn't be Scott. It'd be Joe DeFranco. No. Scott is someone that I would aspire to be like when I'm older, though, definitely.
Yeah.
Even though he's in juggling the age range.
Juggling loads of things.
He's just got it, hasn't he? He's just he's just motivated.
Apart
and he's
from
got, you know what I love? Yeah. You know what I love about Scott? And you know what I love about you? You're fucking ambitious. I love it.
Yeah.
And like, how old are you now?
32.
In his 30s, got a kid, you got a 9-to-5, living the 9-to-5. Yeah, he's building a business on the side. And I fucking love that. Yeah. Like, proper ambitious.
Yeah.
Most people at that point in life have just been like, right, fuck it. This is my life now.
Yeah. Exactly.
Respect, Scott.
Respect. And that's a mentally tough thing to do because he doesn't have to do it. He could just, look after his family, work his 9-to-5.
Fine, by the way, if you're happy doing that. But I just love ambition. Yeah. Love people who are ambitious.
All right. So the third point, the third component in the model is challenge.
Beautiful.
So stretching yourself, not leaving yourself thin, and learning from everything and not taking everything as a failure. Learn from your mistakes.
Take it on the chin. Yeah. Move on.
Yeah, exactly.
And get knocked down, get back up. Yeah. There's loads of analogies you could use.
I like that one. Get knocked down 5, get up 6.
Yeah.
And I think...
And that just keeps going.
Yeah, exactly. And how many failures have all of us had in our lives?
I had a full-on breakdown here last week. I had to go and fucking lie on the couch. didn't I?
But you came broke, back 5 minutes later.
Broke both websites.
Yeah.
The secret project one, broke that. Broke the Taylor's website. Had a full-on fucking meltdown in here, didn't I? I was fuming to you. You were fucking laughing your head off over there. I was like, right, got me coffee. I'm going to go and lie on the couch. Admittedly, I was kind of doing network marketing. I was like, I don't really want to waste this time, so I'm just going to like go on Instagram and fucking look at different profiles and follow key individuals and stuff and start just building exposure for the new biz. But I digress. Anyway, felt rejuvenated after that. I had about 2 hours left before my shift finished, and I derouted myself in. Psychopath. It's mad, but it's that level of like self-management, which is going to help you win.
Life control.
To control and accountability measure as well.
Yeah.
If I'm not done at that time, I'll pick it up the next day.
Yeah.
But it's also an incentive to get it finished in that time, which I did. Come back and within 3 minutes I fixed one website. And the following morning I'd fixed the second.
There you go. See? And you didn't just lie down and take it, you actually did
I went and lay on the couch.
Yeah, but you didn't.
Had a few deep breaths, with my internal self.
Yeah, and you come back and you did it, and that's, you could have just went home that day, you could have called it a day.
Honestly, I didn't want to be here.
Yeah. But
you I don't say that often. I didn't want to be here. I was like, fuck this, fuck the new business, fuck Taylor's.
Yeah. But you
fuck the panda. I was just like in a total fuck you mood. And then had me flat white from Carl Lisi. Get over there. And
Sponsor us.
Alessio. Chanel lad. And fucking come back. Happy days. So yeah, there you go. But apologies, I just had to jump in there.
No, but that again, but you're learning, aren't you? You're not just taking the mistake. Like, you could have easily went home that day.
Well, you know what I've done from that? You know what it allowed me to do? And I'm so glad that it happened. It's now helped me change the way I'm working. So now, instead of doing something that might be tedious, like trying to fix a website, and that being my only project for however long it takes. For example, I was trying to fix something on the new site for like 6 hours. Still didn't fix it. Until I come back, and then within 3 minutes fixed it. You fucking twat. Because it's something so simple and it's right in front of me this whole time. But anyway, now I'm working in like 30, 40 minute segments, and then regardless of whether it's done or not, I'm moving on to the next task, and then I'll pick that up again once I've finished the next one.
And
it's so much more efficient, and I feel fresh. I'm approaching something new and different every 40 minutes.
Yeah. And you're stretching yourself at that time as well, because you're not just doing one thing.
I've got good mobility, so.
But yeah, I mean, I think, yeah, that's everything for challenge. For challenge.
Okay. So there's and then a fourth component.
Fourth component is confidence.
People think I'm confident, but like I am. But I it's definitely put on. Like I do play the part. I do play the part as well.
Yeah.
I don't think it's like I'm truly a
different persona.
Yeah, and I think you've gotta be able to put different hats on like that. And we spoke about this in the business one.
Yeah.
Wearing different hats.
Yeah.
I think I've mentioned this somewhere. And I think you've definitely got to tap into like these different personas, as you say, depending on the context of that time and like of that situation, I guess.
Yeah.
So that's me. I might come across like super confident, but I don't think I am really.
No,
I know that some things require me to be a certain way.
Yeah.
Or to do a certain thing, so I will be a certain way or do a certain thing in order to achieve that result.
Yeah, and if you know me, I'm like very introverted. Like I'm very intrinsic. Like I'm very like to myself.
Me too. You know.
Yeah, and I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. You can be extrinsic, like Gary Vee. Like, he is really extrinsic, isn't he? He's really, like, expressionative, and, like, he'll probably talk to anyone.
Yeah, yeah.
But me, I'm, like, more reserved. But I've still got confidence in my abilities to do what I want to do.
Yeah.
And do what I need to do. I don't know about...
Right, okay, yeah, yeah.
Scott. Yeah. But for me, it's very hard for me to go to somebody, and for someone brand new, and, like, shake their hand and go, oh, I'm Tom. This is what I do, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh...
See, that's where I'm fine. I'm fine with that. So I guess it depends on like the context of confidence, because you mentioned confidence in your abilities.
Yes.
But then there's confidence as in like being confident with people, or being confident I don't know, in a presentation or public speaking.
Yep.
So it does depend on the context, doesn't it? It does depend on what it is.
Yeah, so that's like self-efficacy, we call it in psychology. So how you perceive yourself in certain situations. So like, for example, if I talk to your group, like Scott Ritchie.
You know them all?
I know them all. I can go in and just have a conversation with any of them because I'm confident in that situation.
Yeah.
Now, if you put me in a group with, say, Adam's group, Strongmen, I don't quite know them that well.
Yeah.
So I'm not as confident to just go in into the middle and go, oh, hi, like, I'm Tom, blah, blah, blah. And I can't really have a conversation with them as much as your group.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
No,
it's a self-efficacy thing. So another thing is like, that's where I'm not mentally tough because you should be able to go, got 2 minutes left.
Uh-huh.
I can't see him.
I can.
So
2 minutes.
Being mentally tough is like putting yourself in situations that you might not want to be in, but you need to like still express your confidence and be.
And yourself. As a result, makes you more resilient.
And it does make you more resilient. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
And helps you play that part. If you're talking about me.
Yeah. And
I might not actually feel confident, but I will come across confident.
Yeah.
And that helps me be confident.
Yeah, there you go. There's your bombshell. There's a bombshell.
Fucking whisper shell. I need to stop doing that because that's getting scrammed tomorrow. Shall we revisit this? Should we summarize it in part two? And then
we'll go trait or state.
Whatever, you're the host.
Yeah,
trait sound. Or state. See you in part two.
Yep.
See you then.
Welcome back to Mental Toughness. I was going to say the bar is loaded again.
You can if you want.
The bar is loaded. Episode 10, Mental Toughness.
The ultimate episode.
And the penultimate?
No, it's the ultimate.
The ultimate.
It's the ultimate.
The ultimate.
Penultimate, episode. Second to last.
Okay, so.
Right.
Finale.
It's
the finale.
The finale.
Finale.
Season 3. We'll be back. But I wonder by the time this is out, if we'll be doing season 4. Maybe, no?
I think Scott wants a break.
Yeah. No rest for no rest for the wicked.
No rest for the nonce. Where did that come from? Sorry. No need for that.
Okay. Okay. Right, let's be serious now. Come on.
Look, you're the host. Go on. I'm just laughing in sand.
Okay, so we kind of touched on it before when we were like, are you born with mental toughness or do we learn mental toughness as we grow older? Now, there are studies for both sides of this.
Well, what do the studies for you're born with it say? Come out the womb swinging? Like,
no, like you're a natural. Like, have you ever, like,
arguing with your ma?
Like 5 years
still old. Got the umbilical cord attached and you fucking got a beard in there. To be honest, that's probably me.
Pain
so go on, I'm intrigued here.
Okay.
Because I think it's fucking bullshit.
So a trait...
I'm biased.
...is a genetic... Yeah, you know what? Like, I'm more of a trait kind of person than a socially... socially distance. No. Social
COVID,
learning.
I haven't spoken about it for fucking episodes, mate.
So, trait is... It's a genetic thing.
2 meters apart, or... We had to have a laugh, didn't we? It's the last episode. You could have a laugh.
Yeah.
Go on.
We'll be vaccinated by this last episode.
We fucking better. I've just signed off the Manabone GP surgery there. Better get a text because all sorts of fucking people who are over the fact have got nothing wrong with them are getting the text now saying they need to go for the jab.
Yeah.
Jabbing the ass.
Yeah.
With the needle.
With
the vaccine. And a bit of trim. But we digress again.
Okay, so genetic. It's a makeup. It's in our genetic makeup that we are mentally tough. We are born leaders. Obviously, there are sayings that say like natural born leaders.
Mm-hmm.
So, to an extent, I think for me personally, I am a trait kind of person, like a genetic person, in that we are made from what our parents are and what they have raised us to be. So that's like both. But what give me examples of your parents being mentally tough. Because with this, it like not only does it show that your parents have give you a trait, a genetic trait of mental toughness, but you have learned from them as well.
Well, I know for a fact there's two examples that I'll use from one, my dad, and second, my mum, where they've shown mental toughness. So from a young age, where obviously you're impressionable, this is where you can develop traits. And develop this resilience, I guess. And I think I've spoken about this before, but maybe on like a previous episode, or I don't know, the pilot or something, or maybe even like season one. So from a young age, my mum and dad divorced. I wasn't old enough to understand it. Whatever.
Yeah.
So I'd go and see my dad on the weekends, live with my mum through the week. Fine, happy families and all that. Anyway, at the time, my dad was between jobs, so he was struggling for cash, and he lived in Walton, I think. And so we could get the bus to his for the weekend. He would walk from Walton to Kenny, where I was living at the time.
So that's, to come that's and pick quite me a up. Long way, down Scotty Road.
It's a fucking mish.
Yeah.
In any weather. Yeah. In any weather. And it only really stood out to me like later in life, the sacrifice that he made to spend time with me. And that so that we could get the bus, so he could afford for us both to get the bus back. And then like if he had extra cash, he'd like give me a KF or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's those sorts of sacrifices that have like fucking been instilled in my mind. And there's a number of other ones as well. And then with my mum, again, comes down to like financial struggle. But at the time she wasn't working, and like she would still provide for me and my sister. She recently divorced from my dad. Yes, we still had food on our table every fucking day.
Yeah.
And like she would do like the odd job here and there, cleaning jobs, whatever she could get to provide for us.
Yeah.
And just like she would always put us first.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like any parent should, really, but it's stuff like that that I think has properly rubbed off on me now, rather than earlier on. But it's definitely just like plant the seed.
Yeah, and that is both again. So your parents are mentally, they've probably had something instilled in them to be mentally tough for you, some parents don't do that, do they? Some parents like just leave the kids.
Which could make you mentally tough in itself, but it could also have the opposite effect.
Yeah.
Depending on the circumstances.
Yeah, in terms of like the parents, I mean, like, so your mum and your dad, like, so if say your dad here and someone else's dad over here, this dad might not be mentally tough and they might just not do that. Yeah. And they might not make them sacrifices, because being mentally tough is making sacrifices. While your dad was doing that. So that's in his head that he's mentally tough, and he's probably give that to you from a trait perspective, from a social learning point of view. You now understand what he did or what your mum did as well, and has made you mentally tough too.
I agree.
So are you still on the trait? Or
I don't think I was born that way, though. I think it's a trait that I developed.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that's... Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think it was something like was in my genetic code.
Yeah.
Because I believe a lot of what you are born with is physicality, like it's to do with your physical being, and your mental being is developed by things like social learning, things like education,
who you surround yourself with,
relationships, friendships, experiences.
Yeah, and that's a big thing, is like how you, and mostly people with mental toughness, like can develop it through like trauma as well.
I agree.
And not just trauma as in like you've had a car accident, but then you're learning to walk again. Yeah, that is mentally tough. That's a physical thing, but like a mental thing. Say like grieving.
Yeah,
Like getting yourself out of bed if you're, I don't know, like your parents have died, or like your brother's been in a car accident, or you know, like hypothetical stuff, which totally does happen in real life. It happened, that is real life, but it's about you, you know, getting out of bed in the morning and still doing what you need to do in your life.
Yeah, as a result of that.
As a result of that, yeah.
That's because, had an effect on you, or added to it.
Yeah, and it depends where you, how you take it, though, isn't it?
It's this is where, and I mentioned it in the interrogations episode when you were asking me personal questions, and I brought up my sister, and it was like one of the worst things that happened to me, but, and it sounds terrible, but also one of the best in terms of what it done to me.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, if she can do that, I can do fucking anything.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
So, like, in terms of, like, and that probably, like, opened the door to me, like, recalling all, like, the early memories from, like, me mum demonstrating mental toughness and resilience, me dad, me stepdad, me best mate, like, all these people, a couple of key people in my life who've demonstrated this without even realizing, or no bravado, or not putting it all up over Facebook,
not
or whatever,
crying about,
and I've just fucking done it. And I've been like, whoa.
Yeah.
I've looked at like the deeper meaning of it. Like, I've looked beyond what they're what they've been through and what allowed them to get through it. You know, they must have had to fucking go to some dark place or dig deep, or I don't know,
to dig themselves out of the hole.
Like, right?
To,
yeah.
To climb out of the hole.
I found it really interesting.
Yeah.
But that's why I am the way I am.
Yeah, and another thing as well, you don't always have to be mentally tough either.
No, you don't.
Like,
you don't.
It's okay to
not be okay and all that. Yeah. It's okay to have a fucking cry every now and then, or it's okay to do what I done the other day and just fucking get on the couch and be like, fuck this.
Yeah, you just need
you gotta know when to push, haven't you? And like we said in the last episode, you gotta know, like, was it last episode or was it this one? I'm fucking losing it. you gotta know, like, when to go to war. No, you're going to know what battles to fight.
Yeah, when to pick your battles.
Pick your battles.
When to pick your battles, yeah.
You know when to pick your battles, haven't you?
And
when to go against the grain.
Yeah, and you know what? People with, like, say, like, depression or high anxiety, you know, if you feel that way most of the time, then other days that you're not, and you're actually, like, you know, doing something and not just staying in bed, or even, like, opening the curtains for some people, like making yourself a meal, getting out to the gym. It's a big fucking thing, yeah.
Might be little to someone else, but it could be big for you. It could be meaningful for you.
And
it could be game-changing for you.
Yeah, and there's no spectrum when it comes to mental toughness. Like, there's no, oh, I'm really mentally tough, or I'm not mentally
tough. The same in regards to anxiety and depression.
Yeah,
as well.
Exactly. You could be good on one day or bad on the other.
Yeah.
Like, with your mental toughness, you could be good on one day. But it's just about being resilient, again, and I'm not letting the depression or not letting the anxiety take over you, because then you're submissive to that. I think, in my personal opinion, I mean, I agree.
Yeah.
I've never had depression to an extent.
It makes sense though.
Yeah. You don't want to be submissive to the depression. You want to be trying to be mentally tough. Even getting out of bed, taking that first step is mentally tough. It might, for me and you, maybe, because we don't suffer with depression.
Yeah.
It might be, oh, they're only getting a foot out of the bed. But that's a big fucking thing.
This is where there's perhaps a stigma.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it is down to a lack of understanding.
Yeah. Agree. And
so you should go out of empathy. I think for everyone's got very different circumstances and
And
people treat things differently. So
it's coping mechanisms, isn't it? Coping strategies and how you deal with things from a coping point of view is mentally tough if you can get out of bed, or you can do something that you want to do. Like, if you can't even get to the gym, and then 2 days a week you do get to the gym because you're feeling good that day, take it as a win. That's mentally tough. You're persevering, you're committing, and you're confident in getting out there, you know what I mean? You're confident in your ability that you can actually go to the gym and do things. I think that's really important.
I agree. Very profound again.
Mm-hmm.
You're a good host, you.
Thank you.
I'm an abed.
Pep talk
podcast. Get on it. We're going to reform The Bar Is Loaded. It's now Pep Talk.
No, I like The Bar Is Loaded. The Bar Is Loaded is better.
Yeah, you host this. I'll host yours. I'll get my fucking shitty mic back out. Really? I'm not letting this go.
I'm going to do a needless plug on my own podcast here, because my podcast does talk about a lot of mental.
Needless plug. Title of your sex tape. Oh, what a way to segue back to you talking about serious things. That was a nice icebreaker, though.
Yeah, I got really serious then?
It got really serious, but we've got to talk about these things. A lot of this podcast has been humorous and me telling fucking shit jokes and fucking about with my microphone. That's why I'm a bit pissed about that. I don't know, I'm going to go off again. But that's why I'm a bit pissed about the last episode, because it did have a bit more of a serious tone to it. We were talking about fucking eating disorders and stuff.
Yeah.
And I didn't want it to be like a fucking gag episode. If it was a gag episode, then it might have been a bit more... It wasn't in context, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it was serious.
Yeah, which is why I'm pissed about it. But hopefully I'll get over it at some point. I'm sure I will.
But no.
Next season.
So... Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you got anything, if you want to add anything to your experiences in the business being mentally tough.
Yeah, I think you've pretty much fucking nailed it, to be honest there, Thomas, which is, I think, in terms of like your mental toughness, I think you're defined by your experiences. I think your experiences definitely have an effect on your resilience. Again, people that you've mentioned, all these things, to be fair, but the people you surround yourself with, that's super important as well. Yeah. I think, like you mentioned, challenging yourself to become mentally tougher as well.
Yeah.
We did touch on this, I think, briefly when we were talking about physical health and mental health and how they should be working in parallel.
Yeah.
And they are one and the other.
Yeah.
Why are you not practicing? Why are you not practicing like mental health? Why not trying to improve that aspect of it as well?
Yep.
Yeah, the physical side, improving the physicality can improve your mental well-being. But yep. is there anything else that you can do to help you become more resilient? There's so much, isn't there?
There is a lot. I'm trying to think like how you can become more resilient.
Well, you mentioned it earlier about challenging yourself in different ways, didn't you?
Yeah.
It doesn't necessarily have to be something physical for you to do that. It could be a task that you've got to do. It could be something simple, like, and I think you've mentioned this on a previous episode when we were talking about body image and stuff. Just something as, or maybe it was on one of your videos, but something just as simple as like doing the dishes.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, yeah.
Putting the washing away.
Yep.
A chore. Do a chore. Work on you. Get dressed.
Yeah, get dressed.
If you're down in the dumps, get dressed. Get dressed up.
Yep. And like I said, I'm going to keep going back to it. Like, mental tough. Like, I have not been as mentally tough as I should be.
Yeah.
But I know that. But I'm working on it as well. Like
awareness.
Yeah, there you go. Mindfulness. Like, being aware of knowing where you want to be on that spectrum of mental toughness. Well.
Stop comparing yourself to other people.
Yeah, be yourself. Do what you think is going to help you.
Love that. I think that's a nice way for us to end the season, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed you being host there, actually, just to be on the back burner here. And for some reason, since I've been talking about my microphone...
It's gone down again.
It's gone down again, but only in the last couple of minutes, and it's back. So I promise you guys, hope you've enjoyed season 3, that me and Thomas are back, and we'll be back again for season 4, post-pandemic.
With guests.
Season, we're going to have a guest every fucking episode, and the first guest is going to be Scott Edges.
Yes.
AKA Fat Dad Lifts. He's laughing his head off now, but he doesn't know what we've got in store for him. Challenge, it's going to be Bush Tucker Trials and all that. Yeah, we've already done challenges. You're going to eat this wisp of gold with no hands. All right,
there we go.
Right, then get the cheese, get the red hot spicy Doritos out. Chili flakes and that. You liking it? We've got a GDK. We've got a German Donner sponsor us.
Yes.
And we'll fucking have a scran, have a laugh, and we'll talk about all things to do with parenthood. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dad, Fat Dad Lifts, yeah. The Fat Dad Lifts episode, that can be episode 1. Yep. So yeah, thank you very much, guys, for all your support this season, even though we don't know how supportive you've been yet, because none of this series has aired. Three episodes,
yeah.
Yeah, now, you know what, we've had decent feedback so far, so
yeah.
We've upped the production thanks to this man over here, absolute legend. And yeah, we're gonna keep going with this. We'll have a little break. We'll recoup. We'll
get new microphones.
We're gonna upgrade this fucking setup. I swear to God, this has pissed me right off tonight. But you know what? I'm looking forward to the break. And yeah, we'll probably do another 10 episode season, yeah. But just in a few months, yeah. Rather than just continuous. We can come at it with a fresh angle, fresh perspective. Haircuts.
Yes, haircuts.
Shit like that. I gave myself a haircut on the weekend. Can you tell?
Yes. Well, Irene did it, didn't she?
No, I done it. The fucking scissors out.
I need.
When are you
going to
finish it?
Hey!
Cancel fat dad lifts on the first episode. any closing thoughts, Thomas? No, I've really enjoyed the season.
I've enjoyed it too.
Favourite episode?
Favourite episode was probably the body image one.
Favourite episode?
All Blood.
Oh, stop it, you. I love the interrogations.
Oh, that was
great laugh. Yeah. Also the pilot, just because it was fresh. We hadn't done it for so long. The audio was fucked. And so will this episode be.
So are we going to call it there?
No, I don't want to stop. I'm emotional. No, guys, I've been Danny Taylor.
Thomas Regan.
See you in season 5. 4. 5.
Season 4.
See you in season 4.
Season 6.